The crimson flowered vegetable type fava bean, germplasm line, ladies and gentlemen. We work that fava bean. I'm really interested in listening to this talk. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. I can provide you with
tea. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present my research here. I'm Jingguo Hu. I'm the research leader for the USDAR's Western Regional Plant Introduction Station in Pullman, Washington. This station is part of the National Plant Germplasm System. This slide is from Dr. Peter Brady. In this system, we have almost 30 gene banks across the country. We are managing the plant germplasm is important. Some are critical to our agricultural industry. There are four major regional PI stations. They are squares on the map. So the western regional ones in Pullman, and the east central is Ames, Iowa. The south is Griffin, Georgia, and the eastern is in Geneva, New York. I think we have curators from the stations here. We are managing up to date. As of today, we have 583,000 accessions belonging to 15,000 different species. Among us, 98,000 is in the Western Regional PI Station under the curation of these five curators. So two of them are here in this conference. Ted Kisha, he's managing the common bean, and Barbara Helia, she's managing the horticultural crops. She's managing over 2,000 different species of plant germplasm. It's a hard job. So we are fortunate that the national plant germplasm system has a very, very dedicated and experienced workforce to manage this germplasm, to maintain them, and to distribute them to researchers to support the global plant research community. So I'm going to talk a fava bean. Probably most of you know, last year was the International Year of Pulses. So this picture is the opening ceremony when this FAO Director General Garantino De Silva, when he was declined the opening of the International Year of Pulses, he planted a fava bean on this planter. So this fava bean is a very nice pulse crop. It's ranked the number four in among all the pulses. He has a very high yield potential. And another point is fava bean has the highest capacity of fixing nitrogen among all the cool season legumes. And this picture is from the website of Crops Society. This shows all the pulse crops, and there are fava bean seeds. They can consume as dry green, and also you can harvest the green as vegetables. Here is the fava bean flower. I'm going to talk about the flower color. So in fava bean, fava bean is a very interesting crop species. And recently they defined this is the number nine plant species domesticated for agriculture in history. It's about 12,000 years back. This one I just focus on the flower flower color diversity. We have this totally white flower, some white with a dot, with a black dot, and this most of the regular flower with some colored vein and some brown dot and some yellowish and bright bluish wine on this, and I'm going to focus on this one. It's called the crimson, the red flower. It's a very special one. So this crimson flower was reported in 1778, so over 200 years ago, in the horticulture meeting in London. The description, I think, is from a current blog. The in quotation, that's in the proceedings 200 years ago. This is they have a darker crimson color and parts are short, and so them contain no more than three seeds actually. And this particular germ blossom is a rare. It's a mutation happened, natural mutation happened in England. After 200 years of silence, there's no not sold in any seed company in the seed catalog, but in 1978, this old lady from Kent, UK, so she donated four seeds to the local to the UK seed library, and this is her family tradition. She keep those for generations, and then when they get to the public seed library, it's going to increase and become available to the public. So how this one come to Pullman, it's not in our collection. In Pullman, we have about 800 accessions of fava bean. Yeah. And when I look at this news, or what, I asked my curator, do we have this crimson color fava bean? No, we don't have this. So then we have a graduate student, Eric Landry, and he ordered from the internet, from the internet, and as I said, in 2011. This year, when I was preparing for this presentation, I asked him for the record. So, it's in the email, it's a long time, it's probably difficult. So he just contacted the company in England, in UK, and they said, no, we're not going to distribute it to you anymore. So anyway, so it's already here. So what we did, when I got this one, I was thinking, do a crimson flower, the vegetable type of flower. Because yesterday I learned from one speaker that the America spent $3.9 billion for food gardening. If we make a colorful flower and also the parts are edible, we could do the edible gardening. So they have this. So here is the two parents I choose. This is the crimson color changed a little bit when we're growing in Pullman. This is one of the commercial vegetable variety I used as a parent. This is actually from the website. And this is how the seed that we got. So the seed of the crimson flower, the one is have a green color seed color. And this one is coated with some chemicals, and the color is kind of a tan. And I made a cross and created a big population. I know the crimson flower is just a single gene. You don't need a big population, but the site, the seed size and the part length is quantitative traits. There's a lot of genes involved. You need a big population to do selection. So there were like 677 F2 plants in the population. They're segregating 301 segregation. So the crimson flower is a recessive trait. And we selected quite a few, the long parts and crimson flowered plants. Well, this is the one we can trace back. This is the one we are working with. Because the other one, the progeny are segregating for part length, and that one is kind of stable. So it's a very low probability event. And here's the original crimson flowered one. You see the original, because it's really, you can find three seed parts. Mostly one or two. This is the progeny. We say that F3, they have five, six seeds per part, and also the part length is about triple. And also this is the seed size, and on the top is the two parental one. This is the F3 seed. I selected the one with less variation for seed size. And then I tried to advance this, so I asked our sister station in Palia, California, and John Preston Davis is the research leader of this program. So I asked the curator, Clary Hanick, to help me to advance the generation in the winter months. We can plant fava bean in Pullman, but when we plant it in the fall, during the winter months in Pullman, they don't grow. If they survive, they just keep there, and we cannot harvest until end of June or July. Or middle of July, so you cannot do two generations a year. But we're using Palia, I can do two generations a year. So I send the seed, the three seed to Palia, and they have the seed in May or June, and then I plant it in Pullman right away. And then I will have the seed from Pullman and send it to Palia. We did the trials. So we advanced to six, in 2 years we did four generations. So now we still have lots of variation on the flower color. Even we selected the crimson flower color, they have some kind of strange color come out because of the genetic background of these plants. And we're trying to eliminate this one and select it for stable flower colors. And here is one F1 plant, the three parts, and the one is missed the S here. And the part length is 15 centimeters long. And they have the first one is a 7 seed, and the other one have 5 or 6 seeds. So it's quite looks like it's very stable. This is how the number of generation we went through, how many number of plants, and how many plants we selected or working on this. So this is the F6 plants grow in Pullman. I'm particularly interested in this plant here. It's easy in a hot summer. This plant is sitting 5 pots, and one of the longer one is have 5 seeds. And there are some other ones, only very short pots, or they are empty pots. Some cannot, the pollen probably is sensitive to the higher temperature because it's a cool season legume. But this one's looking very, very promising. So then, lastly, I would like to thank my crew in Pullman, Lisa Taylor is the technician, Eric and Andre is a postdoc. He's leaving for Canada for tomorrow. And there's a visitor from China, and Claire Quinn is the curator for the Cousins and Legumes. And this is the Palia crew helped me advance the generation. John Priest is here, and he is the research leader. Claire Hanick, she is very helpful to do this. And Karen and Jerry are technicians in the PSC, and this is a pathway student, Veronica. Thank you all, and if you have some questions, I can answer. So this is the end product. We will have some vegetable fava bean and also colorful flower for.
Yeah.
In Washington State, you will plant in the spring. Usually, we plant in April, early April, and we harvest in August, 4 months. But if you do full planting in the moment, if they survive, I have some accessions that can survive the winter. And in 3 months in the field, they don't stay. They just stay there, don't grow. So you plant in August, October. Usually we plant end of October. We harvest in June or July. It's 10 months.
Do you have any idea that this thing can be grown in Southeast?
I don't have this idea. It's a cool season legume, but you have to test. I can provide you some seed, and we have a diversity collection. Maybe there are some you can plant. Fava bean is growing in 62 countries worldwide, you know, from the tropical to, you know, to the temperate. Yes.
Can you start to look at eating qualities?
Pardon me?
Have you started to look at eating qualities, flavors?
Not yet. For this one, I think it tastes good. I tasted a few. Yeah.
So the primary segregation is very hard. It looks like a recessive thing or locus.
Yes.
And have you mapped to you somewhere that whether I agree or doesn't agree with the existing data for the color locus in family?
There are some reports that it's a single gene, but there's nobody studied the inheritance, actually. Just some kind of a summary reporting says 3-to-1 segregating. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you.